An effing tree fell on my car. An effing tree fell on one of my cars here at my dealership. And this is what it looks like. We got some video footage of it to show you guys. So we have some dead trees that are, apparently they're dead. I don't know. That looked kind of alive to me, but we have some that are behind our shop, and this car was parked under one of them. We had some windstorm that went on last night, and this limb decided to go ahead and fall and cost me about $2,500. We paid, this is a 2007 Toyota Avalon, and we paid, like $2,200 plus fees. My wife, she's got the numbers, but, we got like $2,300 in this car. And, so now it's basically totaled. So what happens in this case is that, we won't even turn it into insurance. And I know what a lot of you are saying. Well, I mean, you just turn it into insurance and then you'll get the money for it. But the problem is the way that our insurance is set up, we have such high insurance rates, and insurers don't really like dealerships. I won't say they don't like them, but they charge us pretty heftily. So we don't want to turn in something like this. We would rather just eat it. We'll lose the $2,500 or whatever on it, instead of turning it into a claim, because we don't want our amounts per month to go up. And what would end up happening is that over the course of a year, 2 years, whatever, after the rates go up, it would end up costing us more to actually turn in that to insurance than it would to turn it in and get that money for the car. Now, the car is worth like $6,000. That's what the Carfax value is. And we could probably get that amount for it just to turn it in. But even getting $6,000 out of that car from the insurance, if they would pay that, probably not, because they know that we bought it wholesale. So maybe we get $4,500 out of it. Still doesn't make sense for us, because our rates, our premiums would go up more than what we would end up getting. And then that would carry on to every time we would renew. So you really got to look when you're running a small business, you have to really gauge what you're going to do in situations like this. And this is not the first time that we've had something like this happen. We've had another tree fall on a car. Just last time, it barely fell on it, just on the side, so it just scratched the side of it. And for cars like ours that are cheaper, it was like a $2,500 car that we were going to sell anyway. So that scratch that that tree made on that car didn't make it worth any less. We've had situations where we've had employees run into other cars, hits someone else's car. And in those cases, yes, we do have to use our insurance. So when you're running a small business, these are the kind of things that happen. And, oh, well, we're going to be out $2,500, whatever. Doesn't matter. But, somebody said, it'll buff out. No, actually it will not. It is dented from the roof in the, as you saw through the video, the windshield is shattered. That car's totaled. It's not running again. We might be able to use some of it for parts, but we're not going to be selling that. So if we are going to pull anything off of it, maybe we'll pull seats and save them, because the interior is nice on it. We'll pull any sensors we think we can reuse, a battery, things. It turns into a junkyard dig at that point, and anything of value we'll take, and then we'll end up just crushing the rest of it. I think we're only getting like $125 to $150 for a scrapped car right now. And it looks like a $5,000 hit to your profit there, Brandon. It's not that much. Well, you know what? Actually, at the end of the day, it might be somewhere close to that, because if it was a $2,300 car, we put a little bit of work into it. So 2007 Avalon, we probably would have been $2,600, $2,700, and we'll end up selling it for right around probably the $4,000 range is what we would have sold that car for. So yeah, bottom line, it's going to be a $4,000 hit for us. So that's usually what will happen in those situations. I mean, we're just taking the loss on what we have in the car, and we're going to take the loss on whatever profit we would have made For it. So I'm going to the chat with for a lot of questions. I know it's interesting to see what struggles I have to go through as a used car dealer. So if you have any of those questions of what we deal with on a day-to-day basis, throw them in the chat. I'm answering as many as I can today. Ron's asking, what type of insurance does a used car dealer have? So we have it's not really called an umbrella policy. I don't think it's my wife's on here too. She might have the actual term for it. But it's just a coverage that covers all the cars that we have our tags on. And so what ends up happening? I heard you. Come on. Are you there? Yep.
It's called garage insurance.
Garage insurance. There we go. So mechanics have something that's similar to where we have dealer tags, and we can put those dealer tags on any car that we own that's in our inventory. And I think even like cars that come in that we will take in as a trade-in. We don't do a lot of trade-ins, but we can put that on there to test out the car. But while that tag that is, and we have like 10 or 11 or 12 tags, but whatever car that tag is on, as long as whoever's operating it is covered under our insurance, then it literally covers that car. That makes it to where I can go to an auction and I can buy a car today and literally just throw a tag on it. I don't have to get any kind of registration done. I don't even have to notify our insurance company that we bought cars. But that's one of the major benefits that I get from being a used car dealer, is that we can just switch around these plates at any given time and be able to drive whatever we want to drive. But we pay dearly for this. And do you know how much we pay? It's like $15,000 a year.
She doesn't. I do not remember. I believe it's in the neighborhood of between 10 and 15.
Okay. Yeah. I think the last number I heard was like somewhere close to $15,000 a year. In this case, and it would even cover this tree falling on our car, because it just covers every car that we have in our inventory. But like I said earlier, we don't want to dip into that because we don't want to have any of these premiums that are, that's going to just raise our costs. cut the top off. Yeah, we'll chop top that Avalon and throw some 21s on it. Yeah, no, we're going to probably scrap out whatever we can on this car. And so that's what we deal with. But I'll go in and talk a little bit about what I'm seeing in the car market right now too. We've been going to auctions this last week, and it seems like prices are actually doing a little bit better. And that's worrisome for the market, because right now we shouldn't be getting these kind of deals that we're getting right now. And what we've been expecting is that we wouldn't be able to buy a whole lot of cars right now. And we have been. We've been able to buy quite a few. I'm not sure how many Alex bought Tuesday, but I know he got like six or seven in the last couple of days. It's very rare for us to be able to buy cars this soon after tax time. I've been talking about this quite a bit for the last couple of weeks. The car market right now is, while we're getting back to seasonality, it's almost like it has flipped weirdly the other way. So the last few years, it was so far in the positive range as far as what car values were, say car values, car prices were bringing at these auctions. And now it's kind of like we went the complete opposite way of the prices falling off a cliff a whole lot faster this year than we've experienced in prior years. And I really think it's an element of a lot of these dealers that were expecting to be able to really load up and then sell a lot of their cars during tax time. They really haven't been able to do that here in the last few weeks, and they were really expecting to. And on the new car side of things, which makes this element of what we're dealing with right now even more interesting, is that, okay, new car dealers aren't selling a whole lot of cars, so we're not getting a whole lot of trade-ins at these used car dealer auctions. So that means that supply is down for us to go in and buy, and it would seem that demand would be up at this time. And it's just demand is so weak that we're not getting this push from the auction side. So it's it's a very weird dilemma that we're dealing with right now, because what we need for used car prices to go down in a major way is for us to get supply and demand, right? And what's happening is we have no supply, but the prices aren't really going up in a major way. But for us to get supply, we need new car dealers to sell, because we need their trade-ins. And it's always been this case in the car market where, okay, if new car dealers are doing really well, if they're moving a lot of inventory and they can keep their prices high and they can be less negotiable because they're moving a lot of vehicles, then that means that used car prices can go down because there's more trade-ins going into the system. So we have this this inverse kind of market, or this inverse kind of element that works with the new car dealers versus the used car dealers, because we need new car dealers to sell all of their cars so they can then get trade in. So then they can send it to the used car dealer auctions and then we can buy it. So, but we're having right now, we're not seeing that, but we're still seeing the used cars, the prices really fall off a cliff. So if we get into the range where new car dealers start to sell more cars, which that's what I want to happen. I want these new car dealers to I don't want them to be hurting like they're hurting right now. I don't want them to be screaming to the manufacturers for incentives. I want them to be selling a lot of cars and selling them cheaply, because when they sell more cars, they can get me more inventory. And I really think that there's going to be an absolute drop in the prices of used cars if new car dealers start to sell more vehicles. But here's the problem. We just got CPI that came out. It showed that overall inflation is up. So what does that mean right now? That means that the Fed is going to stay higher for longer. And as the Fed stays higher for longer, then it's not going to give any kind of buffer to consumers coming in. It's not going to give any kind of buffer to have the average car payment, which is $750 right now for a new car. There's no buffer for it to come down when the Fed is staying where it's at with rates. So what we need is we need these new car dealers to start lowering their prices to be able to move vehicles. And the Fed is going to have a hard time right now. They're pretty much put between a rock and a hard place, because the rate cuts that they've already done was supposed to be hitting the market a lot harder than it is right now. Housing prices, they wanted those to come down. They haven't come down in a meaningful way. I know, because I am looking for a house. I want to buy a house, but they're just absolutely ridiculous. There are houses for $800,000 that should be selling for $400,000, and it's just all over the place. It's worse, I feel like, in the housing market than it is in the car market right now. And we were in a car market bubble. I think the car market bubble has burst and it's been deflated quite a bit. Yes, I'm seeing the comments that prices are not where you want them to be, and you're saying that prices haven't come down, but they have actually come down quite a bit. Not as much as you would like, and you're probably not looking around enough to be able to find. The prices are less than what you think they should be, but yes, they have come down. They're cheaper than they were 6 months ago, and 6 months ago they were cheaper than they were 12 months ago. So car dealers are getting pinched. Their prices are coming down. The Fed really needed to raise rates higher than they did to push a lot of these prices down, and they went too slowly. And that's what we're seeing happen now, is that we're giving that little double bounce in inflation. And now they can't raise rates at this point, because the economy is not in a position where it can sustain raised rates from here. So what do they have to do? They have to keep rates elevated until inflation starts coming down. And we had priced into the stock market that they were going to do 6 rate cuts this year. And now, because of all this inflation data, it's dropped down to, I think, 3 rate cuts. And even that's going to be a stretch if we don't start seeing these inflation numbers come down. And one of the big things that I saw highlighted in the CPI is that what it costs to actually fix your car is costing so much more money right now. There was a massive increase. I think the year-over-year number was like 36% higher is what it's cost to maintain your car. And there's a big reason for that. And that's because people aren't buying cars. Car prices have gone up so much that they are choosing to fix their car for much longer than they are choosing to trade up to their new car. I mean, if you have a paid off car, why would you, I mean, why would you trade it in and get this new $750 payment? People can't afford it. So they're not doing it. So they're only trading in their cars out of necessity. So that's why mechanics are backed up right now. If they're backed up, then that means more used parts, not used parts, but parts for used cars are being, they're purchased more. So you have more demand on that. Supplies go down. And that's where you see stocks like AutoZone, O'Reilly's, all these, they're just spiking because people are, they're spending money on used parts instead of buying new cars. And it's a problem that a lot of used car dealers are having to deal with now too, because on top of inflated prices that we have to pay, is we're also paying a higher cost to get cars fixed. And that's just across the market right now. We've seen it in CPI. And as time goes on, hopefully those numbers will come down because people will start trading up again. But it's going to be up to the Fed. It's going to be up to car dealers. It's going to be up to really just the economy for people to stop spending money on this stuff that is way too much. And I'm looking forward to when that happens. But unfortunately, I don't think we're anywhere close to having prices move down in a substantial way, at least in the car market where I'm looking, because what we have is we have dealer lots that are still loaded up with inventory that they've had to pay way too much for. And another problem that arises with this inventory that's sitting for such a long time is that, okay, they have to pay floor plan costs on these things. So once, as they have these cars sitting for longer, then they're going to have to, their cost goes up. So it gets to a point where these dealerships, they can't lower their prices to try to move out inventory because they've got so much, and they're deciding basically that they have to take major, major losses if they want to just really dump a lot of these cars. I'll go to the chat a little bit. Do you think they will try another cash for clunkers to boost new car sales? I don't think so. I think that was a big fail whenever they did it. And we took a lot of affordable vehicles off the road during that time period, and we're still paying for that right now. And that's why we're having such a big issue with used car shortages. And I think what's even going to be worse at this point is that you had a 3-year time span where production was way down for these new cars. So if you think 10 years from now, when we're all those used cars are supposed to hit the market, because usually people will keep their car anywhere from 7 to 10 years or whatever before they start trading around and moving up to their next car. 10 years from now, we're not going to have all of these 2020s, 2021s, 2022s that were supposed to hit the market. There was such a lack of production during those years that we're not going to see that inventory. And I think it's going to be something that the used car market, and in particular used car dealers like myself, 10 years from now, we're really going to get hit hard by that lack of production that happened over the pandemic. And it's not something that I'm looking forward to. And I feel like because of that, unless we have a massive economic downturn that's just going to kind of reset all the prices, unless you get the Fed that's going to do the job they need to do, whether it be leaving rates high for probably longer than they want to, or by even increasing rates to get inflation and get some of these prices that have happened over the last 3 years under control. Unless we get that to happen, you're just going to have expensive used cars for a very long time, because even if we get to some kind of normalized inflation number, I mean, 7, 8, 9 years from now, we're going to run into the same kind of dilemma in the used car space. New cars, they'll keep pumping them out, so it's not going to be a big issue there. But with used cars, we're going to have to pay the piper in 7, 8, 9 years whenever all of these used cars that are supposed to come into the market, they were never made. So that's one thing I hear Ray from Car Edge talk about a lot, and I agree with him. All these cars that were supposed to be made, they were not made. They're never going to find their way into circulation, and the used car market is going to have to pay for that someday. And we're paying for a lack of production, a lack of cars changing hands over the last 3 years. Now we're paying that for that right now. And because the demand for the new cars are down, we're paying for that in the lack of trade-ins right now. And then in the time frame where you're going to have that 10-year span where the used cars are supposed to be traded up, we're going to pay for it then too. So it's hitting used car dealers really hard, and it's going to continue to hit used car dealers really hard. So that's what we're looking forward, and that's what I'm not looking forward to having to deal with in the car market. But if you haven't already, please subscribe to this channel, like this video, and thank you for hearing some of my misery today and what we've had to deal with this car getting hit by this tree. And I hope you have a great day.